You're listening to the world's greatest action sports podcast, Monday Mass. And now your host, Chris Cote, my dad.
Wow, thanks, kids. Yeah, those are my kids. And I have no other guests this week, so they were my prime guests. So check it out. I'm actually recording this Monday Mass on the way up to the Vans U.S. Open of Surfing. And the reason that this is going to be an abbreviated episode of the Monday Mass, because this week, today, Monday, all the way to Sunday, I'm up at the U.S. Open. I'm going to be doing skate. I'm going to be doing surf. So it's going to be just an absolute madhouse of radness. And the waves are going to be good. The swell forecast is coming. We're ready. We're ready for everything. The Vans U.S. Open of Surfing, it's on, as they say, as the WSL says, it's on. But it's a QS event, so it's got to be on. So we're going to have, QS surfing at its finest. We've got juniors coming. We've got, we've got the World Championship Tour for women. All right? So that's going to be awesome. We've got the world's best females are going to be competing in fun waves in Huntington Beach. And if you guys tried to watch last year, I was there last year. The slog of it all. I mean, geez, it seemed like it took forever because the waves were flat. For all intents and purposes, it was dead flat. Last year, Felipe Toledo won it pretty easily. This is a QS 10,000, folks. This is a huge event. We're past the halfway mark, right? We're past the halfway mark on the QS. Whoever finishes high in the Vans U.S. Open of Surfing will most likely find themselves in the top 10 fighting for a spot on the World Championship Tour as we go into the end of the QS season that'll be later on this year on the North Shore of Oahu for the Vans Triple Crown of Surfing. So, like I said, you're going to have plenty to chew on in the way of surfing throughout the week. We're going to start on Monday morning with QS surfing, bright and early. Men are out there. And I think the Women's World Championship Tour event will be starting on Tuesday. Of course, we're going to keep our eye, or I'm not. I'm just going to show up and talk about it no matter what. But the people in charge, the powers that be, will be focused just heavily on the best conditions being available for all of our surfers. So we're going to have, as usual, we're going to have a lot of touring QS battlers throughout these early rounds, and then we're going to start to see some big names. You know, this is a cool contest because this is where you get to see big names, Julian Wilson, Felipe Toledo, Adriano, usually Kelly Slater. We'll get more on Kelly in a minute here. But this is where you get to see big names going up against highly ranked QS surfers. And history has shown us that more often than not, the big names go down. So we see these big upsets happening early in the week at the Vans U.S. Open of Surfing, and that is fun. I like seeing underdogs taking down the big names. So expect that to happen this week at the Vans U.S. Open of Surfing. Did I even mention that we're just going right into surf news? I didn't. So Surf News, of course, is brought to you, as usual, by South Coast Surf Shops. South Coast Surf Shops, 5 shops in the San Diego area. And guess what? They've got you! Gear, skateboards, mini cruisers, they've got shirts, they've got hats, they've got it all. And South Coast Surf Shops will be our exclusive partner for at least a month. So if you want your you stuff, go to South Coast Surf Shops and get it. You can buy, we've got a couple little sneaky things available on ushop.com, on our website, but go to South Coast Surf Shops. Let's get back to surf news. Hey, okay, so it's pretty much all about the Vans U.S. Open of Surfing. The Supergirl Pro just wrapped up, literally. So here's what's up, if it sounds any different. I'm recording this at my house on my phone because I don't have time to do this tomorrow. I'm up at, 5 a.m. tomorrow to drive from my house up to the contest. Yeah, so you know I ain't waking up at 3 to do this. So we're doing it now. We're doing it live, all one take. One take wonder here, folks. So as I said, it's gonna be all about the Vans US Open of Surfing this week. Every day, all day long, you're gonna watch shredding. Guys, girls, junior pros. And then on Thursday, which we just roll right into skate news. So on Thursday, the Vans Park Series returns to Huntington Beach. And I was just there today watching the Continental Championships, which was won by Patrick Ryan. Congratulations, Patrick Ryan. On Thursday, we're going to start to see the webcast fire up from the Vans Park Series. The park this year is insane. All right, I was there watching, and I'm telling you, you thought Vancouver was amazing. You thought that that Sweden was amazing. This event is going to blow your mind. It's literally, you know, I've said this before, that you're going to need gauze. Well, you're going to need more, because your mind will absolutely be blown out of its socket. And Thursday we start the webcast. Myself, Neil Hendricks, Chris Pastris, is going to be super fun. So that's going to be going down. You can look at everything at Vans US Open of Surfing.com or something like that. Go to Vans Park Series Instagram to get your updates and a daily dose. So that was kind of surf and skate news all in one. We want to thank our friends at Masterplan PR for all their PR awesomeness. At Masterplan PR, they have been spreading the word about the world's greatest action sports podcast, The Monday Mass, with me, Chris Cote. A few contest results happened. It was a relatively slow week in the world of action sports. I did, if I want to just fire off a few things for surf, I want to say congratulations to Courtney Conlogue, dominating the Paul Nitchell Neon Supergirl Pro. Arguably one of the most challenging surf contest names to say all in one breath. The Paul Nitchell Neon Supergirl Pro. All right, the waves were fun. This was an event in Oceanside. This is a QS 6000 for women. So, you know, again, these CT surfers came down to beat up on some of these QS kids. Courtney Conlon took the win. Bianca Batendock, Savannah Lima, Tatiana Weston-Webb all did well. But it was Courtney. Sage Erickson, she always does good in this contest. So the girls are ripping. Now they're going to be all fired up and ready to go as we move into the Vans US Open of Surfing. How many times have I said Vans US Open of Surfing so far in this podcast? No, I don't get a bonus every time I say that, but I will be grinding it out on the beach, like I said, Monday to Sunday. But there's waves coming. Okay, skate news. Again, this is an abbreviated... No, wait, there's more. There's more surf news. So I saw this on Grind TV. The US Open of Surfing organizers prep for the possibility of sharks. Shark fever showing no sign of ending. This is unprecedented, right? The US Open of Surfing has never even thought about a shark. We're thinking about things like, nude people running around with obscenities scrawled onto their breasts. We're thinking about people knocking over porta potties. We're thinking about, a fight breaking out under the pier. Thinking about people vaping in their lifted monster trucks in the parking lot. Bad tattoos, you know. But now we're thinking about sharks. That's another thing we have to worry about. The Vans US Open of Surfing. Well, they're ready. They're ready for it. So, you know, again, we've already seen at the the Corona Open J Bay. They had to stop that contest, what, 3 times? Due to sharks? Can you imagine a shark stoppage happening in Huntington Beach? Has it ever happened? I know myself as a commentator, and all the rest of us commentators love to say history in the making. Maybe not this kind of history. We do not want to make history with having a shark stoppage in Huntington Beach. That is not good for tourism. And I'm fine with sending all the tourists to Huntington. Hey, out there, tourists, go to Huntington Beach. It's great. So they're ready for it. They're ready for anything. Like I said, I was just up there today. And we're ready to go. We're rearing and ready to rip. There was police on horseback. And they were actually quite friendly. So if you're in the area, it really is a spectacle to behold. And like I said, the waves are going to be good. The park looks amazing. So come out and enjoy yourself. One person who will not be joining us at the Vans U.S. Open of Surfing is Kelly Slater. He's said to have surgery on his broken foot. We want you to get well soon, Kelly. Kelly Slater. You know what? Actually, this is probably something you guys all saw on the news. A close family friend of ours, J.C. DeVoe. This is serious stuff that happened just the other day. And I'm talking about it in the Surf News segment because surfers helped crack this case. So there was an attempted kidnapping, right? These two guys jumped out of a truck, tried to kidnap our friend, JC, and she is a badass. She fought these dudes, got free, ran into her house. They fled in their truck. And instantly, photos of the truck, drawings of the perpetrators went up, social media. And the reason why I'm talking about it here in Surf News is because surfers, both local and international, started sharing these photos, started, you know, sounding the alarm. Kelly Slater, Shane Dorian, and the list goes on and on. And a bunch of local people here in Encinitas started sharing these photos the next day. Directly as a result of social media, a lady looks at her phone, sees the image of the truck, looks out her window. There's the truck a block away from where this attempted kidnapping happened. And bam, we got him. So, of course, the DeVoe family, they are feeling, you know, this is something that should just never happen in the first place. But the fact that not only JC fought her way away from these creeps, but then we took to the airwaves and we got him. So both guys have been arrested. And again, I know this is echoed from one of my best friends, Rick DeVoe, JC's dad. He's just saying thank you so much to everybody that shared these photos and sounded the alarm, and you know, eventually led to the arrest of these two scumbags. And you know, we all hope that they're going to get what's coming to them. And so, you know, I don't want to say this had a happy ending, because obviously it's just unfortunate that it even happened in the first place. But, you know, it's raised awareness. It's raised just a lot of people's heightened awareness of these things do happen. And, you know, if we're all vigilant and ready for it, hopefully the outcome will be like this. And, you know, Nothing bad will happen to the victim, and the guys will get caught. The perpetrators will get caught. So that's what happened in this case. And of course, that is unfolding. It's, you know, these guys are in custody, but it's still happening. And, you know, on behalf of the DeVoe family, I feel totally confident in saying thank you from them, because I know how much it touched them to have the whole surf community, local community here in Encinitas come together and help get these guys. In other surf news, the Big Wave World Tour returns. Puerto Escondido, so it's been given the green light to run. When we wake up on Monday morning today, whenever you're listening to this, it's potentially going to be bombing down in Porto. We're going to have Pete Mel, who's a competitor down there, and he's going to give us a report when he gets back, and also Kaipo Guerrero, who will be joining us at the Vans U.S. Open of Surfing. Both those guys are going to be coming in hot with the report from Puerto Escondido. The Big Wave World Tour event will be happening most likely as you're listening to this. So hopefully you're listening to this and you're watching 20, 30-foot just bombers coming through at Porto. Hopefully the conditions, right, everything goes good. So we're really excited about this week in surfing, right? We got the Vans U.S. Open of Surfing going down. We got Pro Junior, we got CT Women, and we got a Big Wave World Tour event all happening right in front of our eyes. It's epic. It's an epic week for surfing and skating. So that's been your surf news. Surf news, again, brought to you by South Coast Surf Shops. Let's move on to skate news. Skate news brought to you by Gnarlywood and Quincy Woodwrights. Follow them both at Gnarlywood, at Quincy Woodwrights. Gnarlywood is your business amplifier. And you know those you skateboards, mini cruisers we had made? Quincy Woodwrights made them. This is all made in the USA, folks. Private label. They have their own brand. They do skateboards for shops. They do, you know, these guys crush the skateboard wood scene. Quincy Woodwrights. All right. So moving on to skate news. Okay, so this is not news, but I'm telling you, you need to go buy Antihero's new video. Okay? The Body Corporate. I bought it on iTunes, and well, it was, what, $11? This thing, this video goes. It is a raw look at basically a trip to New Zealand with the Antihero team, and it's weird. It's rough. It's really like nothing you've seen in a long time. I mean, it definitely it carries on the tradition of other Antihero videos. So it's, I mean, you feel like you're there. I mean, you can almost smell the van as it goes, and it's tight. So I'm wholeheartedly recommending Antihero's latest, The Body Corporate. King of the Road rolls on. We're getting down to the wire, the last episode, the Muska Day episode. Jamie Foy takes this episode, eats it. I mean, Jamie Foy is, I don't know if it's editing or how this thing's going to shake out, but all the rookies on all these teams are going so hard. It's got to be, if we're looking at MVP status here, Jamie Foy's got to be there. Jackson Pills, Team Enjoy. I mean, this is going to be, I'm watching this thing. This is one of the, this is the best King of the Road yet. And it's safe to say that I'm a huge fan of what Vice has done in the presentation of King of the Road. They've made it even more kind of reality show based. And it, to me, reality show generally kind of has that dirty word connotation to it. But in the case of King of the Road, I love it because you see everything. And so we're getting down to it, and they're actually going to be going, maybe there's one or two episodes left. I know what, after this episode, they get their secret mission, and all teams are going to be going to Hawaii. That's not a spoiler alert because it's in the teaser. So that's going to be tight. See all the King of the Road crew go to Hawaii, and I think that's where we're going to be wrapping up King of the Road. And if I, judging by right now, I would say, and again, they do an incredible job of editing this and not letting you in on who's going to win. From what it looks like, I would think Death Wish is maybe in the running there to win, just mostly because what Jamie Foy has done. But I don't know, Team Enjoy. It's too hard to say. We all win from watching this. So King of the Road is coming up. Other skate news: Vans Park Series coming to Huntington Beach. Like I said at the top of the show, watch out because the park is looking nuts. All the usual suspects are going to be here. I'm not sure if Pedro Barros is going to be here. If not, he opens the door, right? He opens the door for, Tom Schar, Corey Juno, kind of now the new usual suspects who are going to come up. So this is going to be fun. Carl Berglund coming off that big finish in the last event in Vancouver. So this is going to be fun to watch, as usual, high flying action. We're going to see our women come now to the park. It's always fun to see the girls get their shot at ripping in Vans Park Series. So we got a big week of skateboarding ahead. That's been skate news. In snow news, there's no news in snow news. There's stuff happening, and I'm sure we're going to hear all about it. And let me tell you, next week is going to be hot here on the Monday Mass. This has been an abbreviated Monday Mass. I'm whispering because now my kids are going to sleep. I got to go to sleep. I'm waking up at 5 a.m. Head up to Huntington Beach. If you follow you online on Instagram, you can watch some of the action. I'm going to be posting videos daily. And also follow me at Chris Cote. I want to thank Tori Holistics for not only helping sponsor and present the Monday Mass, but also for providing me with the CBD gummies I love. They, you know, like I said, anti-anxiety. I'm all about these CBD gummies. Anti-inflammatory. Boom! Tori Holistics. Thank you. For more, tune in next week. We're going to have a full episode. It's going to be hot. I'm telling you, we're going to have tons of guests. It's going to be on. This has been an abbreviated Monday Mass for Sunday, July 30th. Monday Masses are going to be so good in August. I can't wait. Can't wait. I'm going to watch Game of Thrones. The fellas caught the ride in the county jail. 2 days later in municipal court, Kilo G on trial, cold cut a fort. Instruction of the court, said the judge. On a 6-year sentence, my man didn't budge. Bailiff came over to turn him in. Kilo G looked up and gave a grin. Yelled out fire, then came Susie. The bitch came in with a submachine Uzi. Police shot the bitch, but didn't hurt her. Both upstate for attempted murder. 'Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull.